This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, Baruchim Abom. We're continuing in Maseches Nedarim, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and the last Amud of Perek Beis of Maseches Nedarim. The Gemara brought the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai that he was told four things by the Malachi Ashares. That cripples come because people turn over the table, which could mean a number of possibilities. Either it means bia shaloi kedarka, or it means the couple is facing away from each other, or it means the woman on top and the man on the bottom, which is considered not modest. Those are three possibilities, and we have to remember these three possibilities because there's going to be an opinion that disagrees with it, which means, according to the first possibility, and we paskin like the other opinion, then what, bia shaloi kedarka is permitted? According to the opinion, if they're facing away from each other, okay, maybe that's permitted, or maybe a woman lamala is permitted. But according to the first opinion, that it's mamish shaloi kedarka, do we hold that it's permitted? Halachically, it might be permitted as long as one is not moitzizar levatala. Okay, we're going to see, because the Gemara brought four things that cause disabilities in children. Cripple because shahivchena shulchanam, mute because they're menashek the makam erva, deaf because they speak at the time of tashmish, blind because they look at the makam erva. That means the man looks at the woman's makam erva. Makam erva means oisai hamakam. That's the only place that we're referring to. So Gemara asks, Raminhu, Shalu es ima shalom. They asked Ima Shalom, the wife of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Ma Banecha Yaf Yafin B'yaita, why are your children so beautiful? Amar Lahen, she said to them, Einoi Misaper Imi, my husband doesn't speak with me, Loi B'tchias HaLayla, not in the beginning of the night, V'lebesayf HaLayla, not at the end of the night, Ela B'chatzois HaLayla, only midnight. Uchshu Misaper, when he speaks with me, Megala Tefach U'Mechasa Tefach. There are two tvachim that are allowed to be uncovered of a man when he goes to urinate, and he only uncovers one of them. So he keeps himself covered except for what's absolutely necessary. Now, legabe hilchos tashmish hamita, a man is only allowed to be modest and covered if the woman gives permission. Otherwise, he's a part of the mitzvah of oina, is kiruv basar mamash. The Mekubalim say even if she does give permission, it's still not permitted. But Rabbi Lezer was on a very high madrega, and he was mechasa tefach. V'doyme olav kemisha kafay shed. It was similar to him, like he was being forced by a demon. Now, Vamartiloi, and I said to him, Matam, why are you doing this? Why do you only speak with me in the middle of the night, but not in the beginning and the end of the night? So I don't put my eyes on another woman, think about another woman. Because if you're thinking about another woman at the time of intimacy, then it's like you had relations with her and your children were produced from her, and they're karoiv liois mamzerim. Okay, bottom line is, from here we see you're allowed to talk to a woman at the time of Tashmish. Because she said, he only speaks to me in the middle of the night, but that means he speaks to her. Says the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Haba Mili de Tashmish, Haba Mili Achra Naisa. It depends. If you speak to her about tuition, then it's not good for the offspring. If you speak to her about the bills, it's not good about the offspring. If you speak to her about the cleaning lady, it's not good for the offspring. But if you speak to her about mitzvahs tashmish, then that's part of the mitzvah. Not only is it permitted, it's required. It's required. Now, the Ran says, Loi b'tchilas halayla v'af b'soif halayla. What's the reason why he wouldn't live with her in the beginning and end of the night? The answer is because women are walking around in the street at that time, and he didn't want to perhaps think about them. And when he would speak, It's a Torah Sofer here. We permit the man to uncover two tefachim to urinate. A woman only needs one tefach because it's coming out of Yisrael Makayim. For a man, he needs more space. But he would only uncover one tefach. May oisan tefachayim umechasa tefach kolomer v'tefach sheni nishar mechusa. And he would act as if he was compelled by a demon, Shahayim Amar, he would hasten to do the act, Ka'adama Nitrad Machmar Shade, like somebody who's being compelled by a shade, Shekoifehu, who's forcing him, Alma Mesaper Hoye Bashas Tashmish. We see they spoke during Tashmish. Habamili de Tashmish. It's permitted if it's related to Tashmish Shari, that's permitted Kedela Ratsaisa, in order to appease her. We're going to see that a very big ikar in the sugya is that during the mitzvah of Oina, it needs to be performed with ahava and cheshek, and the offspring are affected by the friendship, the ahava, and the desire and passion that the husband and wife have. And any type of situation which could minimize either their love for each other or their desire could have detrimental effects. Lamaisa, here we read about Rabbi Lezer, who did the act in a very modest way, covered somewhat, and he did it as if he had to shake a lulav and then he's finished. And the Stipler wrote a famous letter in Krina Digarta that heaven forbid for anyone to try to pull that off today, because you're maybe acting in with modesty at the expense of properly fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa of Oina. Okay, the Gemara continues. Speaking meant he only lived with me. It means. He only had relations with me, and part of the relations was the conversation they would have. But the fact that it refers to relations in a lashon of speaking indicates that speaking is permitted. Okay. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Zudibay Rabbi Yochanan Davai. Rabbi Yochanan said these four restrictions: you can't turn over the table, you can't look at Oisay Makayim, you can't be Menashek Oisay Makayim, you can't talk. That is the opinion of Yochim ben Dehavai. Aval Amru Chachamim, the Chum said, Ein halacha ki Yochim ben Dehavai. The halacha is not like Yochim ben Dehavai. Ela kol ma she'adam roi tzolasas be'ishtoi oisa. Whatever you want to do with your wife, you could do. Now, most Rishonim learn, that means it's referring to the first halacha, the halacha of being mahapik the shulchan. Everybody agrees you're now to look at Oisei Makayim. Everyone agrees you're now to be Menashek Oisei Makayim. And everybody agrees you're now to speak about matters not related to Tashmish. The Machloikis is only whether it is permitted to be Mahapech the Shulchan. Like we mentioned, according to the Shita, Mahapech HaShulchan means Bia Shalei Kedarka. Then this Gemara would be saying Bia Shalei Kedarka is Mutter. According to the Pshat, it means that she could be on top. Then this Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai said she cannot be on top, then this opinion would hold she could be on top. La halacha, we are not lenient legabe bia shel kedarka, although, if I'm not mistaken, the Beis Yosef said it could be done be'akra'i, very occasionally. But the Ran here is going to say, as long as one is not moitzi zar levatala, so that sort of negates that possibility. But the Gemara says, "Kol masha adam roitzalasis b'ishtoy oisa." Masha lebasar habami beis hatabach. It's like meat that comes from the butcher. Ratzal la'achloi, you want to eat it? B'melach oichloi. Beat meat from the butcher. You want to salt it? Eat. Go ahead. Tzli, you want to roast it? You eat it. Mavushal oichloi, cook it? You eat it. Shaluk, You want to boil it, oichlai. V'chein dog habami beis atzayit, or a fish that comes from the fish trapper. What does this have to do with marriage? Well, sometimes what worked when a person was first married, so to speak, you could satisfy one's desire with less. All you need to do is salt it, because there was more youthful desire. But then as a couple gets older, sometimes other hachanois may be needed to produce the desired result. Sort of like meat that's a little older, sometimes you gotta roast it. Okay. Amar Amemar, Man Malach Yasharis. Yochim ben Davoy said the angels told him. Who are these angels? Rabbanon, the rabbis. De'item ha-malach yashas mamash, if they're mamash malachim, amay yomer Rabbi Yochanan ein halach Yochim ben Davai. Why would Rabbi Yochanan say halach is not like Yochim ben Davai? Ha'inu b'ki b'tzor savlat tvei. Who would know better than the angels what affects the outcome of a child? So why are the rabbis called angels? Amay kari lo malach yasharis, de'metzayni k'malach yasharis. They are distinctive like heavenly angels. Now it's interesting. What?
It's parallel with the
mighty.
That's what
it'll possibly get. Good question. Let me try to address. So let's read the run first. Says the run, the mitzanik malach yashos shehin mitzuyanim. They are distinctive v'nevdalim mishar bnei adin k'malach yashos k'damrinim b'hagada, like we say in the Haggadah. So this is first davar yafa b'itai. It's 30 days before Pesach. Malamid shall you saw mitzuyanim sham. By the way, did you ever see any in a Gemara or in a Rishon quote the Haggadah? No, only 30 days before Pesach. Okay? Shaharei im bifnei atzman, shahayu am bifnei atzman. The Klal Yisrael in Egypt were like a nation by themselves. V'loy nisarvu b'mitzrayim. Now it's interesting that, okay, Rabbanim are called Malachi Asharis Demetzaini, but why in this context? It seems like this is a specific area, Demetzaini Chachamim, the way that they accord themselves with modesty is a distinctive trait of Tamicham. So Mendy asked a very good question. The Gemara says, who are these Malachi Asharis? The Rabbanan. Because if it's the angels, then why wouldn't the halacha be like them? But they know Bitsura Savlad better than anyone. So Mendy asks, what do you mean why the halacha is not like them? Because they're angels. We never paskin like angels.
They weren't saying a halacha. They were just saying a metzius. This is what happens to a child because of what people do. They weren't saying a halacha.
I mean, l'chayra they were, because we don't paskin like them. The Chachamim came and said that you are allowed to. So
where in the God does say this?
What?
Where in the Haggadah is this? The Ram.
Where in the Haggadah we say, we darshan, malamed shahayu mitzu, on the words, vayihi sham legoy, malamed shahayu mitzu yanim sham. Right?
What if a baskal we pass him like, no?
No, we don't pass him like a baskal.
We pass him like, it's a baskal.
Did I give a share on it? There's an Ar Sameach that says they're just saying a general halacha that the Baskel is just saying that Beis Hillel were, let's say, Ne'elavim or Anavim, and based on that we go ahead and Paskel like them. So Dr. Asi is saying, well, it's not really a halacha, but the Gemara did say, "Ein halacha ki yochem ben davoy." Unless, like this, it's not like a gzeres hakas of loy b'shamayim hi. The pshan loy b'shamayim hi is Torah is logic, so therefore we have to use human logic, not angelic logic. But if the subject matter is what is beneficial or detrimental to the development of a child, so why wouldn't we follow the angels? The angels, they know. Even though you could say, what do you mean? Even if they're right, but Shomer B'Sam Hashem, maybe we don't have to listen to them.
Yeah, but that's the Meduic in the Gemara, actually. The word Losh is not either the key that says a lot. You have to say that. What Rebbe's saying actually fits very well to him, the way the Gemara says. The Gemara could have just said, the Malach is talking about it. Whereas they explain, no, you probably should have because they would know better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cautious because, like, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah, he said that the whole argument he had was that only humans can fulfill it in that.
Right. Hida asala kameh de Rebbe. Somebody came before Rebbe. A woman came before Rebbe. Amar loy, she said to him, Rebbe, arachti loy shulchan. I set the table for him, v'hafchu, and he turned it over. So either it means be a shal kedarka or the woman on top. So Rebbe said, Amar loy, biti toira hi terascha. The Torah permitted you to him. Ani ma'esalech. What do you want me to do for you? It's mutter. Says the Ran, HaTorah tirascha. Tachsiv ki yikach hashisha shehi lekuch aloy. She is taken to him. Last this book, kol chafzai, to do whatever he wants because of a Rambam Zal, Perek Chafalf, Mehuchas Yisur, Biyo vavad shlo yoytzi shechu zer levatala. As long as he's not moitzi zer levatala, whatever he needs to satisfy his desires, he's allowed to. Somebody came before Rav. Amra loy. She said to him, Rebbe, arachti loy shulchan, v'hafchu. He turned over I set the table, and he turned it over. What does that mean, he turned it over? I guess again, b'yir shaloy kedarka. So Rav said, Amar, ma'ishnam in benisa. Why are you different than a fish? Why are you different than a fish? A fish you could boil, you could toast, you could broil, you could fry. So that's how he served it up. Apparently, back in the day, the woman accepted that. Okay. V'loisa sur achri levavchen mikanam arebi al yishta adam b'kois avitein ena b'kois achar. Don't turn after your heart. From here, Rebbe said, person should not drink one cup and put his eyes on another cup. Don't live with one woman thinking about another. I'm Ravina. Ravina Salinitzhala da Fila Bez Nashav. This is only needed if, obviously, if the woman he's thinking about is usher to him, it goes without saying that it's not permitted. But even if he's married to both and they're both permitted, he should not be thinking of one while he's living with the other. Again, we said because that means he's not living with the first with Ahava and Cheshek. Amar Avina, okay, says Gemara on the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Ubarusi mikem hamardim apashim. I'm going to choose out from you the rebels and the sinners, which means that there's certain people in this world that are labeled rebels and sinners, and it's because of the type of relations their parents had. Ki Amar Reb Levi, Amar Reb Levi, Elu Bnei Tisha Midos. These are the offspring of 9 types of characteristics. It's called Bnei Asnas Mishagach. The first, and it's really 10, but the Aleph stands for 2 things. Bnei Ema, the children of fear, says the Ran. Maishna min banisa, dog shetzaleo, shulka kirtzaina, fish, you roast it or broil it as you want. Al yishta adam mekoyseh, shabashash, and nisgak im ishtai, when you are having relations with your wife, lo yitin ena b'ishach, as you not be thinking about another, afilu hi ishtai. By the way, I just want to say a small idea, that it's interesting that the sugya of relations is found in Masechta Nedarim. Like, what in the world is this doing here? So, simply, I guess it's because, how did it even come to this? We were talking about.
I think he broke open his arm.
Right. Al tirag mil darim shazav lima b'shvoi saliva. Val tar b'sich mishav l'niyaf. Kalat soife b'nashim sar b'alidei avera. Just there's an idea. The Chida brings down this idea in many places that there's a bris sefasayim and the bris mila, that the way to guard kedushas habris is kedushas hadibor. So really, nedarim and the mitzvah of oina b'kedusha are really dependent on each other. That one, if one wants to be guard his mouth, guard his the bris, you have to guard your mouth. There are many rayas to this. The Chida says it explicitly in many places. One interesting thing is we know the Mabul came because of their Moitzi Zara Levatala. So Hashem saved Noach in a teva, a word, literally, a teva. The dimensions of the teva were 30 by 300 by 50. Lashain. Lashain. Okay? Anyway, that's just one idea. Fine. Says the Ran. Al yishta adam mekoizeh, shabashah shenizkak im ishtai, leitein ena bishachar, safil hi ishtai, hamordim apashimbi. Elu b'nei tisha midois, shalafish yish tzad avera b'yitziras, and since there is some form of avera in their creation, hevu mordim apashim, they will be rebels and sinners. So what's b'nei ema? Lashon yira, a lashon of fear. Shamatel ema lishtai, you instill fear against your wife, li zakekla, to have relation shalai kertzayin. Omi tachach ein banav hagunim, and therefore one's children are not proper. Lefi shenoyig shalai kashura, because you acted improperly. Kedarshin perak hamoitzi tefillin ve'atz biraglayim choite bnei anusa gri tvei mibnei ema. The next case in the Gemara is bnei anusa, where not only did you instill fear against the woman, you coerced her. You basically raped her. Greed, and that's worse from Ema. Dibnei Ema lo hava anusa mamish. The case where you instilled fear, you didn't mamish force her. Anusa mari b'sha ansa legamri. Anusa refers to completely forcing. Mitoch sheshnei elu koivim liya zeh kazeh. Since these two categories are similar, chashav lehu kachad, it's considered like one. Da Reb Levi amar teisha midais. Reb Levi says there are nine characteristics of a peraton. When you count them, atamaitzi eser, you find 10. Then b'nei snua, woman that you hate, shesoina, that you hate her, mitachach noisein datoy alisha acheras. Even though, I guess you could ask, it says, by Leah, vayar Hashem ki snua Leah. So what, Yaakov lived with her when she was a snua? B'nei nidoy, if one of the partners is excommunicated, shabalek shimenuda. B'nei timura, Shabal achas minashav sabashu tsarasa. He lived with one of his wives thinking it was the tsara. He lived with, let's say, Leah, and he thought it was Rachel. So the obvious question is, somebody did that. Why is Reuven not considered b'nei timura? Yeah? Why is Reuven not considered B'nai Timur? What?
His chilek was outside Eretz Yisrael.
You're saying because he's a B'nai Timurah?
And his bracha wasn't that great.
I mean, but Reuven is Reuven, right? I think the Magen Avraham asked that question. Okay, Ayin Sham. Maybe we'll talk in the Ian chair. Well, he did the Maisa to this woman. Or maybe we say, Ein Adam Ba'al Bilasa Biasnos, so a person is Goymer Bedatoi, that whoever it is, but still, it's still B'nai Timura. And you wanted to know, what does this have to do with Purim? B'nai Shichros. B'nai Shichros. I mean, can you imagine? What's the likelihood of the Amud before Purim? To B'nai Shichros. Rashi says, "Shemitach shechrusai, eino noisin daita el ishtai." If you're drunk, you can't give it the proper attention. B'nei grusha salev, a child produced from a woman that the man had in mind to divorce her. Shagamar b'li belagarsha. B'nei orbuvia, the child that many people lived with this woman, and now we can't tell who the father is. B'nei chatsufa, the children of a woman who demands tashmish. Shemi'iza panea, she's brazen. Leah's taiva taiva peh. Frakti Gemara, Amy, it's not true. A woman should not demand tashmish. The child will be b'nei chatzufa. B'amrav Shmo bar Nachmini, Amrav Yonasan, kol adam sh'ishtoi toivatoi. Anyone who their wife demands tashmish, having like bonim, will have children. Shafilu b'dorish shomesh rabbeinu lo hayo kumaisam. There'll be wiser children that even in the generation of Moshe, you didn't have such children. Shenemar, havu lachem anashim chachamim unavainim. They said, let's appoint wise men of understanding. But they didn't find any men of understanding. They only found wise men. Apparently in the times of Moshe, there were no Nevoinim. Uchsiv v'ekach es rashi shevteichem. V'loik siv Nevoinim. Uchsiv Yisachar chamor garem. It says Yisachar, a donkey caused him. Do you know what happened? Yaakov was primed to live with Rachel. But Rachel traded for the Dudaim. And Rachel said, Lachin yishkav ima. Imach halayla, he will lay with you tonight. So she traded the Dudaim for Yaakov. And then when Yaakov was coming back from the field, Leah said, you know, directed him to her. So when we say Yisachar was a bony donkey, it also means Yisachar was created through the donkey that went into Leah's tent instead of Rachel's tent. And what do we know about the descendants of Yisachar? Uchsiv, Mibnei Yisachar, Yoidei Bina Le'itim. They were Nevoinim. They were Bnei Bina. So we see that not only is it not Asr to be Tovei Al Bepeh, it produces good children. It says, Gemara, Ahi Demertzaya Artsuyei. That's when she doesn't demand explicitly, but she appeases and she seduces, but she doesn't demand. So to demand is b'nei chatzufim. To appease is a segula for very wise children. Basically, if you look in the Siddur of Yaakov Emden, he writes almost, so it's hard even to speak about it in public, that the quality of one's children is dependent on the desire and the cheshek and the passion, b'shas oina. So the Ran says, Kol Adam Shishtoi Toivatoi, Kaleya Sheyatza Lefnei Yaakov, like Leah went out before Yaakov, Amraloi, Eilai Tava, you're coming to me, Vyatza Mimeni Yisachar, Tachsiv Mnei Yisachar Yodi Bino Leitim, Demartzia Artsuye, Shemefata Oisai, she seduced him, Medivre Ritsoi Ufios, Kaleya, Shaloi Amral Yaakov, she didn't say to Yaakov to have relations with her, Ela Lasser Allah, only to turn aside to her tent. Avaloisha Tehe Toivatoi Bepe. So that. What?
Nobody in the Dura of Moshe Rabbeinu was after their husband.
Oh, for a woman to try to get a guy to do something without asking explicitly? No, they don't have that down. No.
The mirror from the Kiar, wasn't that all from the women?
The mirror from the Kiar. So you're saying since the women seduced their husbands with the mirrors, they should have had a lot of Nevoinim. Right, Rashi says in Vayakel, the woman would say, Ani no mimcha. You know, I'm more good looking than you are. So we see that the women seduce their husbands. So what? Why wouldn't that make the offspring nevoinim? Good question. Hadrin aloch ve'elu mutarin. This concludes the second parak. So now we're going into Purim. We're going to be finishing the second parak of Nedarim and Bez Hashem, the first chelek of Mishnah Berurah. Wow, what a Purim. That is some Purim. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful Frelich and Purim. What's today, Tuesday? You need to hear tomorrow night's shir on Purim. Unbelievable stuff. 8:30 tomorrow. Hatzlacha. Also, you could join us for the last page of Mishnah Berurah. Tomorrow we do the top of Siman Kuf Chav Zayin. Can I get Esther who ruled over Kuf Chav Zayin Medinois? And then Thursday we finish. On Tainus Esther. Wow.
Can have a L'chaim on Thursday.
Wow, that's a good one. Kuf Chav Zayin. Okay, Hatzlacha. Kal Tov.
You planned this out years ago.
Yeah, I scheduled it. That's why I went to...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.